Flirt Newsfeed. Local.
I'm joined on the line now by Professor Jamie Goggins, and Jamie has been working with climateconnectors.ie over the last while. I suppose first off, Jamie, for people who haven't looked at the website or the resources yet, what is Climate Connected and what is, I suppose, its mission statement?
Yep, so Climate Connected is basically a group of communities, academics and others that have come together to develop as a toolkit for communities, so to help to drive climate change within our local communities. What we've done is we've developed a website which has all those tools in there, and that gives key insights from community pilots that we've done in Sligo, Mayo and Galway. The toolkit then can be used by other communities to help organise themselves, to measure what action has happened, to plan action and accelerate this local decarbonisation.
So what kind of tools are they? Like if you are a community group, what are you going to be faced with when you go onto these resources?
Yeah, so if we're a community group come together, first thing we need to do is understand our community and what our community want to do. So a way that we can disseminate or sort of discuss with communities, get communities together. We might want to build a community or committee together. So how do we get the committee together? What's the best framework, the best structures to use? We might want to get insights into how the carbon footprint of our individual households are in the community. So there's a tool there to work out the carbon footprint. We might want to make a plan then to how we can decarbonize and how we might do that. And we've lots of inspirational stories there on the platform on climateconnected.ie. So inspirational stories from around the country, and in particular from, I suppose, the West and Northwest region, of what other communities have done to help on their decarbonisation journey.
You did mention that there was a few projects local and on the sort of western side of the country. Is there any in particular that were kind of interesting or would be a good example of what kind of work ends up coming out of this?
Yeah, there's loads of interesting ones. So there's things like, for example, decarbonisation of your energy use. So what some communities have done is they've gone around to households in the community. They've asked them if they're interested in getting solar panels on their houses. And then they've developed a solar mehel. So basically what happens with solar mehel is all those that are interested in getting solar panels in their house, they send out a for tender out to companies, and then they will go and price 20 or 30 households in the community. And by doing that, then we might get a better price per household because there's more work in it in there. There's things like community gardens, organic gardens, and so on in there. Arts festivals, for example, Westside here in Galway City is very good in terms of linking the arts and community action together. In Mulrani, for example, the local tourist office has been turned into a green hub where locals can go there to the tourist office and say borrow an electric bike to use, or get insights into some climate action that's been happening there that they might want to do in their own household. So it's a whole range of different things that can happen.
And I suppose there is actually a public event or a sort of a bit of a showcase event coming up next week in the Locatalia that's running from 10 to 3. What's going to be happening there?
Yeah, so we have a Climate Connected event called Shaping Ireland's Climate Future Together that will happen on Monday the 8th of December from 10:30 till 1:30 p.m. That's in the Galmont Hotel in Galway. We'd be delighted for communities, policymakers, practitioners, researchers to join us for this event, which is effectively a national event showcasing how communities across Ireland are taking practical, measurable steps towards a low-carbon future in there. So we get to hear from insights from our community pilots in Sligo, Mayo and Galway. We'll unveil this comprehensive toolkit that's there, that's available and designed to help communities to organise themselves, to measure the action that they're doing, to plan new action and to accelerate that decarbonisation in there. And it's really all about bringing community together. So we have brilliant people in our communities that we really need to support and help on their journey. And it is their journey. They decide the journey and then they will follow that journey, and they will take different different pathways along the way and learn from it and improve on that. And I suppose what we're trying to do is try and link people up together, trying to get best practice and learn lessons from others that can be easily shared and followed in other communities.
The final thing I might ask you is what's in the future for the project? Will it be carrying on as it is, or is there going to be more developments within it?
Yeah, so the project officially finishes at the end of the year, but we have the climateconnected.ie platform there that's obviously going to be, all those resources are going to be still there after the project finishes. But we also have some follow-on projects that are going to help improve that and to support our local communities. And we will continue to look for additional support and funding to the government, to the local authorities, to the university and so on, to help support our local partners. So yeah, we plan to continue this work going forward, because we see the huge benefits that happen by supporting people in their communities to help develop and drive their own pathways.
Excellent. Well, Jamie, I appreciate you taking time out. I understand it's a busy time of year for you, but thanks for joining us on Flirt FM.
Brilliant. Thanks, Owen.
Flirt Newsfeed. Local.